Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, November 27th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on anything you want to talk about on your health, you know, from a natural point of view. Without drugs, without surgery. Perhaps you've been looking and you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things to help yourself out and come up with the same old, not a whole lot of anything. Well, here's our opportunity. Let's talk about it today. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to answer your questions. I've got a lot of information for you that I'll kind of begin the dissemination process. But nevertheless, here's the deal. You know, this is about you. This is your show, and we're here to answer your questions specifically and see what we can do to point you in the direction that maybe you haven't thought about before. You know, every week for me is different and unique in the practice because I get to see so many amazing people and people who sometimes are extremely sick and people who, you know, have begun the process of reclaiming their capacity as human beings, their ability to do what their body was meant to do. That means soar and have energy and have capacity and have their brains work at very, very high level. You know, those are the things that we have as a birthright. And unfortunately, because in many cases, lifestyle and exposures, we end up in a very different place. You know, some years ago, I think it's been about 4.5, 5 years now, I wrote a book called Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program, and it's still available, by the way. You could go to the Rozelle Center for Healing website. Just go to rozellecare.com, and you can find that there. And what a great Christmas gift, by the way. You know, pick the book up. It will change your lives. It makes a huge difference because I take you through a process step by step of showing you what you can do for yourself and literally reverse most everything that takes place with you, or at least not make it a whole lot better. But, you know, here's the situation. So many of us are sick, and we're sick because of choices. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that today, but I want to get into some very specific things. And there are many factors that we have to assess when we evaluate patients who come into the practice, but also, you know, we should be able to self-analyze and be able to figure out what it is that it's going on in our life that is causing the problem. So, for example, you know, if I gave you a checklist, I'm going to give you some of them. I want you to say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, and see what you come up with, okay? So do you have chronic pain? You know, it's just like back pain and neck pain and headaches and general muscle ache and soreness and so forth. If the answer is yes, pain doesn't just come about for happenstance. It's not there because you're the guy that's going to be picked on today. It's because there's something wrong. It's a warning sign. It's something that says, hey, you know, there's a problem there. Let's do something about it. Are you overweight? You know, and when we talk about overweight, for me, it's not about what it says on the scale. What it's really about is the composition of what is being said on the scale. So, for example, if you're a 168-pound, 175-pound man, and, you know, you're 5'10", 5'11", and you look slender, but what's the composition inside? What is it made up of? You know, do you have a large percentage of what's under the skin about fat, and it's surrounding the organ systems. So you're over fat, but you're underweight. I mean, those are the things that we have to consider. It's not just about the scale. You have to understand the mechanism there. You know, if you put your hand around your waist right now, and can you grab more than an inch? You know, do you have fat there? Is it, you know, just kind of hanging there? Particularly that lower abdominal fat is not a good thing. That lower abdominal fat is bad on a lot of things. It's bad on your heart. It tells you your blood sugars are not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Those are indicators, okay? I've got a question for you. Do you exercise regularly? Do you do something physically on a regular basis to, you know, make your body work better? You know, the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. You're going to break it down. It's not going to work. Do you at least get out and go for a walk every day? You know, walk and stretch. You know, if you're sitting in a job and you go to work, you're in your car, you sit in a job, or you go, you're at home and, you know, the activity that you get is the remote. You know, your thumb's getting a good workout, but nothing else. Then you got an issue. There's a problem there. Your body was meant to move and do and go and so forth. You've got to do something every day and find multiple things that you like to do. How about if you do exercise, do you end up feeling worse after you exercise? See, exercise is supposed to make you feel good if you're doing it the right way, because there's many different types of exercises that we need to incorporate in our body to make life better for us. But if you exercise and you feel like garbage afterwards, or you're more tired than when you started with, that's called a clue. That means that there's something that is not working the way it's supposed to in your body. How about, you know, if you have difficult recovering from moderate to light exercise? It's like you just don't get over it. It's like you're done for days. That's called that your system is wiped and you don't have the anti-inflammatories. You don't have the recovery process. You don't have the minerals in your body. Do you feel, you know, like your brain's not working? Are you mentally lethargic, you know, kind of run down, depressed, all kinds of anxiety on a regular basis? Again, a clue, right? Now, take a look in the mirror. You know, get up, go look in the mirror, you know, or, you know, get out your compacts, lady, and take a look at, you know, the mirror and your purses, and, you know, take a look at your face. You know, do you look old? Do you feel kind of, you know, that's not where you should look for your age? How about your skin? Is it, you know, pockmarked and blemished and sagging and sallow looking and so forth? Those are also clues, right? How about if you're suffering from getting colds all the time? You know, this time of the year, people are coming down with stuff, you know, frequent flu-like symptoms, allergy reactions, your joints hurt, you got pain all over, acne, your sinuses drip, you know, it's just nothing seems to go away. You're coughing, you got that underlying thing, your blood sugars are off, you get dizzy when you stand up, you know, you turn your head rapidly and you either get a headache, you lay down and get a headache. All those things are indicators that you got a problem. It could be anything from neurological, spinal-related conditions, a blow to your head that took place. It can be your dietary patterns suck. You know, they just, you're not feeding yourself well. You're buying into Fifth Avenue marketing and you catch as catch can. All those things indicate problems, right? So, you know, the list goes on. You know, we can talk about the medications you're taking. If you're taking medications on a regular basis, you know, particularly, by the way, and some of you don't even think these are medications, but you're taking Tylenol or aspirin or ibuprofen or Advils or things like that. Those have significant impact on the body and can cause damage to your heart, to your cardiovascular, to your muscle tissue and so forth. How about things that you eat? You know, is sugar your favorite food group? You know, you're always grabbing things, you know, that taste good. And sometimes say, well, you know, I eat artificial stuff. Well, artificial stuff, really? Do you know what the increased rate of cancer and all kinds of other diseases because of that? How about you're eating things that normally we would feed to a cow or a pig or a chicken or some other animal to take them to slaughter? We want to fatten them up. So are you fattening you up? What kind of oils are you putting in your body? Are you getting good oils or are you getting garbage oils? Are you getting corn oils and safflower oils and cottonseed oil and soybean oil and so forth? Are you getting meats and eggs that are free-ranged and fed grass? Or are you eating animals that are fed the same types of things I'm telling you to stay away from? I want you to think about that for a little bit, simply because of the fact that if you are doing those things, you are, one, dramatically increasing your inflammatory response. See, all the things we talked about are pro-inflammatory. They make life worse. And when you talk about inflammation, you're talking about acid. And if you're talking about acid, you're talking about a destruction to the body that is not okay. you know, sodas and sugar. You know my mantra, right? Sugar, sodas, coffee, teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMOs, things like that. None of that stuff should be in your body, ever. It shouldn't be there. And because there's too many potential side effects and degradation and inflammatory reactions, acid, that can happen to your system. So as we approach the holidays, you know, we just got through with Thanksgiving. And, you know, a lot of us eat things on Thanksgiving that we normally wouldn't touch, right, throughout the year. But that's the beginning. Actually, it started at Halloween, and we start compounding the effect as things go on. And we get in, and we had the pies, right, and we had the bread stuffings, and, you know, we had all those things. Now we're coming up into Christmas and all the holidays of that season, and we start doing the same thing, more of them. You know, we have to go out to the Christmas parties. We have to have our little toddies and our beverages and, you know, some of them and our eggnog and sugars and everything else that they put inside of that stuff. We have problems in our choices. And then we wonder why we get sick this time of the year. Well, there's reasons. There's actually a trail. You know, nothing happens just because. There is a trail that causes inflammatory reactions that dumbs down the immune system of the body. And we're not getting the things that we need. We're out shopping. You know, I was just driving here to the studio today to, you know, to come to do the program. And I was amazed that the roads are so heavily packed today. Well, and then I said, oh, yeah, it is. It's the holiday season. It's Christmas coming up. Everybody's out shopping. And, you know, the fast food restaurants are going to have a blockbuster day because nobody wants to stop and eat. Nobody's preparing anything at the house. Nobody's planning ahead of time. And all of this wonderfully inflammatory stuff is going to go into your body and begin to break the system down. I want you to think about it. Think about what we just talked about for a minute. How do you begin to change that? Are you in pain? Are you eating junk? So do you want to reduce your lifespan? Do you want to, at even worse than that, increase your morbidity, how you feel and your capacity and your ability to do? You want to increase your potential of osteoporosis and softening of the bones. Sometimes osteoporosis is, you know, loss of calcium, and osteomalacia is a softening of the bones. Things break. You know, do you want to increase the disease processes? Do you want to get into the season with all kinds of flu symptoms? Do you want your body, you know, to be able to support you? Or do you want it to be broken down? You've got to be able to be proactive, just like you're coming up to the first of the year and you're going to start making these, you know, New Year's Eve resolutions. How about commitments? You know, let me tell you the difference between a resolution and a commitment. A resolution is that you resolve to do something, and once you do it, it's done. And so I'm not going to eat this anymore. Okay, well, I quit that. I did that for a while. Well, now let's go on to something. A commitment is putting a vision in front of you that is so powerful. See, when you have the capacity to see what it is that you want out of life, and you have a big enough reason of getting there, then the process of how to get there comes next. But you have to have the vision, you have to have the commitment, and then you have to have, you know, the open mind and the willingness to find the pathway to make all that happen. But you have to keep the first thing first and keep looking at that as we go through. You know, so my job is to make you think. My job is to answer your questions, and phones are lighting up, and I will get to you when we come back from the first break. So here's the situation. Make sure that you fully understand that your health, where it is right now, is not by accident. That your genetic map is either stimulated in a good way, or it's stimulated in a bad way, or it's suppressed so it can't act and support you. And it's often because of what you're doing. And most often, in my opinion, 80% of the time, it's about the choices that we make or fail to make relative to our lifestyles, our health, our emotional state, and so forth. Remember, there's only three things that cause anything: either injury in the body, biochemical imbalances, or emotional stress. And remember that emotional stress piece? The body doesn't know the difference between something that in fact happens to you, something that you're polluted with, or something that you think about. The impact is absolutely, unequivocally the same. We're coming up to a break, and we'll be back with some more information. So tweak you, but we're also going to take your phone calls. Call us 888-630-9625. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, author of Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. My book, now also available in audio version, is a step-by-step program of how to take control of your health and wellness without drugs or needless surgery. You have the capacity to change your health and level of well-being. Take control of your health today and order Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program.
For more information and to order, please visit agelesshealthbook.com. That's agelesshealthbook.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Just your average weekend in the DMV. You know, leaving your cares behind in a world-class spa and salon, while Jose Andres fires up the grill at his highly anticipated new seafood restaurant, which you'll check out on the way to your 24th floor suite with a panoramic view of the capital of the free world before another unforgettable day begins. So darn typical.
At MGM National Harbor, every weekend is monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings continue with the lowest prices of the year through Sunday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Neuromuscular dentistry is more than just teeth and gums. Temporomandibular joint disorder can be painful, and only a skilled neuromuscular dentist can diagnose and treat it. If you are in pain and suffering from TMD, call the neuromuscular dentistry experts at Soft Touch Dental Care. Learn more about TMD and how Dr. Michael Chung has successfully treated his patients. Call 703-319-6990 for a complimentary consultation or visit bestinsmile.com. That's 703-319-6990 or visit bestinsmile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. Let me take your phone calls today. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Want to remind you of something. Tis the season, right? Loved you to support a whole bunch of really needy kids. We've got our annual party coming up for these kids in different shelters. Caring for Others is an organization that is there to help people who are in need and underprivileged in our community. You know, our mission is simply to this, to help the sick and make sure that they have capacity, the opportunity that, you know, they can't even begin to afford, and make sure that they're on the right foot, you know, to do this without drugs, without surgical intervention, and but also to support the community. We're doing that every year with our kids festival, and we're supporting four shelters. And what we do is this year is going to be a little different. Santa Claus is going to arrive by fire engine with his elves and so forth, and we're going to bring them all kinds of wonderful things. And we need your help. We truly, truly need your help. Go to Caring for Others, LTD.org. That's Caring for Others, the letter LTD.org, and make a donation. It's the only way that we can help. And by the way, did you know that Caring for Others gives 100% of everything that goes to the organization. It goes out 100%, that there's nothing that is used for administrative costs. There's nothing that is used for parties or things like that, staff members. Everybody that is on the board, everybody that's involved in caring for others, gives 100% of everything back to the community and back to the foundation. Caring for Others, LTD.org, and make a donation today. We need your help, and we can't do this without you. Ron, thank you for being patient. How can I help you, sir? I hear you got a bloody nose.
Yes. What happened, Doc, is back about 30 years ago, I worked in a psychiatric facility, and I was punched by a patient. I fractured my nose, and there and after, when the air is very arid, especially during the winter, and I'm in a climate where it's very stuffy, I get a nosebleed probably maybe once, twice a week. And I wanted to know, I know that I've used Vaseline by dipping it in, you know, Q-tip into Vaseline, putting it around the edge of the nose, and pinching the nose, and it stops. Is there anything I can do to prevent that from happening?
There's a lot of things that may be influenced here, and only an examination can tell. Your cranial bones, the bones that make up your head and protect your brain and so forth, there's 22 of them. Uh-huh. And they all work as you breathe in and out. Now, in the front, if you got your nose clocked, you have the sinuses in the front. Those, your cheekbones are called the sphenoids. And then you have the nasals in front of that and so forth. Now, if they jam and they lock, there's a process, an ionization process that goes on naturally in the body. You breathe more to one side of the nose than the other, and then it switches back and forth, back and forth. So if that mechanism has been interrupted, then you end up with the symptoms that you're talking about. And that's a structural correction that has to be made, but that only somebody who does structural work like our office or somebody that's near you, I think you're out in Forestville.
A chiropractor
that knows how to do cranial manipulation.
Okay,
those are the things would happen. Now, as an interim, what you can do is simply go get some vitamin E and get a cheap form of vitamin E from the store and crack the capsule and then drizzle a little bit of the vitamin E in your nose, and it'll help begin to keep it at least moist, and it also keep it from being irritated further. So those are the things that you can do. But that's the way that I would look at it first. I would take a look at the correction of the cranial plate first, because the history tells you that that has to be involved. And so, you know, now when you have dry, prolonged periods of time, you know, meaning the atmosphere, if you get anything that's irritating to it, because it can exchange in that ionization pattern that I just talked about, you're going to bleed.
What about, I know they have these saline solutions that you spray into your nose. Is that helpful?
It's only in that'll keep it temporarily from being irritated.
Vitamin E is better.
Vitamin E, at least it's going to help heal it. Aloe also, by the way, will help. If you want, you get a food grade aloe, but in a gel form, and then just also take a Q-tip and then just kind of paint the inside of your nose with it. That will help.
What about also Neosporin? Can you do that around?
I wouldn't use that. It's you're putting an antibiotic in your nose, and with that you're making an assumption that there's a bacterial infection there. You never use an antibacterial unless you know in fact that it types for that, because you end up creating resistant type microorganisms that now you're going to have much more of a problem with. And by the way, remember those sinuses are near your brain.
Yeah.
And you know they're also near your teeth. So if you begin to set the environment up for, these microorganisms now that can't be treated and they get into that area, you have a problem.
So okay, now with the vitamin E, if I put that on a Q-tip, can I just swab that around?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It's really easy. It's not going to hurt you. It can only help you. But do the first thing that I told you as
the
well.
Cranial
condition.
Manipulation.
Right. Find somebody who really knows their stuff when it comes to that and have them look at that first. And I've seen literally hundreds and hundreds of these cases over the years from, you know, ball players, soccer players, football players, even basketball players where they're getting bunted underneath the backboard. Anyway, give it a try, Ron. If there's anything I can do to help, just give me a note through rosellcare.com. And happy to, you know, kind of walk you through the process of making that happen. We're coming up to a break, and we'll come back and take more of your questions at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Call me, 888-630-9625. Let's take your questions and see if we can push in a direction of, you know, resolution, some of these health problems that that you've been playing with for such a long, long period of time and with absolutely no result. Well, here's the way you do it. You call me and let's see if I can make you think a little bit differently. Steve, thank you for being patient. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, my emphysema is getting worse and I don't smoke. And you mentioned that it can stay the same or get better.
Yeah, that's the problem is what happens is that it can not just stay the same. It'll get progressively worse if you don't do something different. Have you ever smoked in your life?
Yeah, I smoked for 25 years.
Okay, so were you exposed to any kind of fumes in addition to that? Living in an area where there was a lot of atmospheric pollution, any fumes, worked in an industry where, you know, you had odors, that sort of thing?
I was in a fire when I was an infant.
Okay. Anybody have problems in your family with their lungs?
Yeah, my mother, she was in the fire too.
Okay. So you have a couple things that could have compounded the, you know, the precipitation of an emphysemic type of problem. For our listeners, emphysema is basically something that occurs to the lungs where the air sacs, the alveoli of the lungs, begin to harden and they don't expand and you can't get enough oxygen and it becomes a progressive deterioration. Ultimately, you know, emphysema is a type of chronic obstructive disease. You know, we talk about COPD. It's basically in that family. The condition, you know, again, is scarring and is hardening and so forth that doesn't open up. You can't exchange the oxygen and CO2 and the problem. Now, obviously, cigarette smoking and fumes, all those things I talked about, are the some of the major triggering mechanisms. But having said that, if you can't breathe, you got a problem, and we need to make sure that we can maximize that. There's things that you can do. One of the things, when we see an emphysemic patient, we do a couple things. We make sure that the structural system is open, that the neurological system, you know, is maximizing itself to the lungs. You have the nerves from the spine. You have the vagus nerve from the brain that goes to the lungs as well. Coenzyme Q10 has been a very significant support in emphysema patients. And I can't tell you how much to take because you're not my patient, but it is one of those things that can make a huge difference. And it's a short period of time relative to your condition. It takes about 8 weeks, 9 weeks before you start seeing a shift. Curcumin is another one. It's an anti-inflammatory and it comes directly from, you know, turmeric and it helps. And also in many cases, it slows and halts the progression of emphysema in many human studies. And most of these have been done, unfortunately, out of this country and overseas, but they do work. Make sure that you're exercising, if nothing more, walking every day. So you're forcing your chest and your lungs to open up. Your diet's got to be very non-inflammatory. You've got to stay away from the things that we've talked about on a regular basis, the sugar sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, you know, the GMOs, the grain products, all those things. Anything that will cause inflammation is going to make your condition much, much worse. If you combine those things and you begin to put them together, Steve, you can get some relief. You can get some help. Acupuncture is significant also in treating an emphysemic patient. There's herbal preparations that are used in conjunction with acupuncture. There's cupping that will increase the flow to the lungs, the blood flow, and begin to open things up. So when you combine those things, when you work integratively, we've seen in our practice over the years significant, significant results in helping patients. I can't tell you how many people that we've treated over the years, but you've got to do something other than what you're doing. If you begin to do those things and get somebody that can help you, I know that you can make a difference. Steve, give us a call if we can be more assistance to you. Happy to point you in the direction. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your phone calls. We're talking about a lot of different things today. And, you know, one of the things I want to touch on just reminded me with CoQ10. I want to talk to you a little bit about heart failure. You know, unfortunately, heart failure shows up without any symptoms. Sometimes your heart just stops. And unfortunately, the end product of that is death. And we see it perpetuated because of a lot of medications. You know, you've heard me say over the years that one of the reasons they took Celebrex off the market years ago when it was at 500 milligrams, now it's at 200 milligrams, is because the ugly side effect called heart failure. So we also know that low dosages of vitamin D, very, very low levels of vitamin D, make things worse in people who are susceptible to their heart not working the way they're supposed to. You've got to increase it. Those of you who have decreased your salt intake, and particularly sea salt, low sodium diets are 85% more likely. People with low sodium diets are 85% more likely to die from heart disease compared to those who don't restrict their salt intake. And I said, yeah, but I have high blood pressure. Well, then you switch to sea salt because we all need sodium in our diet, but we need it bound properly. Sodium, potassium, trace minerals, magnesium, all those things come from sea salt, and it's not going to alter your blood pressure. When we start depleting CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, at very at levels that can't support these little engines called the mitochondria, the heart can, at that point, go into failure. And guess what happens? If you're not in the right place at the right time, you're going to die. So you have to look at all those things that we've been talking about today and make sure that you get a jump start on these things. Keep the keep the inflammatory levels down. You know, keep your vitamin D levels elevated. Make sure you're getting enough potassium, magnesium, and so forth. Watch the stuff you're taking. If you're taking a statin, by the way, statins don't work the way they want you to think that they work. The NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which Celebrex was part of, they're also things like Advil and aspirin and Tylenol and so forth. All those are NSAIDs. You can look it up. They deplete the body of these things, and your heart is a problem. You know, if you have low levels of vitamin D in your body, you go into something called degradation or destruction of tissue, and you become much more susceptible to many things. Not only our last caller when talking about emphysema, but also cancers and cardiac problems and so forth. So you have to make sure you're doing the things that you need to do, and most of us are lacking. Did you know that about 85% of people in this end of the world, we're talking out of Washington, D.C., and the Mid-Atlantic area, are vitamin D deficient? And simply because the sun, we don't get outside, and then when we do, particularly from September to the 1st of May, the sun is on such an angle that it can't stimulate the cells we call the melanocytes, the melanoreceptors, to stimulate the production of vitamin D. And when your skin gets a little older and a little tougher, a little more like leather, unfortunately, that doesn't work so well either. So you have to figure out a way to make it happen in a multidimensional process to turn things around. But I want to make sure that you don't just arbitrarily go out and get rid of the salt unless you switch it over to sea salt. A little bit of salt is a good thing. So don't eliminate salt completely, but don't get the salt that's in, you know, packaged goods and so forth. The idea again that sodium restriction leads to a contraction of the fluid volume in the body, and that it turns on certain hormones, you know, which try to retain fluid in the body. That whole thought process can potentially accelerate heart failure process. And so you have to be very careful. You know, sometimes we buy into the Fifth Avenue marketing. You know, there was an interesting study that was done at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. And they followed about, I think it was like 800 or 1,000 something, if my memory serves me correctly, of heart failure patients for an average of 3 years. And what they found was that those that had a low sodium diet, you know, 85% of these people were more likely to die. And that's not okay. Take control of your health. make sure you do the informational search. Make sure you understand. Look both sides of it, by the way. Check both sides of it out. And then convince yourself that the information that we're giving you or anybody else is giving you is true. And absolutely true. Not suppressing the process, but actually resolving something that needs to be resolved. Larry, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Roselle. I have a problem with right hip enthesopathy I've been diagnosed with. And I've been told there's not much information on it. Enthesopathy at the right ischia, the ischial tuberosity. And I was wondering if you have any suggestions for treatment.
Well, enthesopathy, you know, obviously affects that area. And it's, you know, basically what you're referring to is the tendon ligament attachment to that area. And where they get the word from is the attachment site, which is the enthesis, if I can, my brain rattles a little bit today, I can come up with that. But what happens is that it's an inflammatory reaction. It's not necessarily a tear. It's not a detachment per se. And, you know, so what you want to find out, you know, now obviously if there was a complete detachment, a complete tear, and what attaches up into those area and that ischial tuberosity, you know, are the hamstrings particularly, and you're going to have hip pain because of it, and you're going to have, you know, some other processing, but you got to find out what triggered it. And the triggering mechanism can be neurological in that the nerves from the lower portion of the back, and particularly the sacrum, aren't firing the way they're supposed to. It can be that there's the forward muscles, the quadricep, your thigh muscles are pulling too hard compared to the back muscles. It can be the other way around. It can be that the thigh muscles are not pulling hard enough to balance it. So you got this strong, strong pull on the hamstrings and all the ligament and tendons and attachments in that area. So we see a lot of this type of problem with athletes because some of them fail to train properly. And when they do that and they put it in balance and they have all kinds of things that are showing up. So the first thing, obviously, you want to look at inflammatory reactions. You want to decrease that. You want to treat any pelvic imbalances and misalignments, and they can start all the way down from the feet all the way through. But the low back and, believe it or not, the head and neck are going to be critical in this type of thing. And then you put patients into very active stretching patterns. Sometimes, and very rarely, but sometimes you've got to put lifts in to switch the position of the feet, like we talked about a little bit.
I've had a leg length discrepancy for many years.
Well, there you go. So what you have to find out is it an actual anatomical leg length problem, or is it one that is an adaptive shortening, meaning that there's other pieces in your body? You know, it's like the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone, connected to the knee bone, connected to the hip bone. If there's an imbalance someplace in the body, it's going to affect other places in the body. And you have to find the area that's not working properly, fix that, and then all of a sudden everything begins to unravel. So, Larry, there's lots that can be done. And, you know, I treat a lot of the NFL and, you know, the NBA and so forth. And you see these guys all the time messing things up. And, you know, years ago, there were, you know, the term a hip pointer, you know, everybody thought it was muscular. But what it was, in fact, is a shifting of the pelvic structure in a way that was causing a trigger point area to be extremely inflamed and irritated. So if you find the right area, it can be fixed. And so if we can help you in any way, Larry, please give us a call. You're close by to one of the doctors at the Roselle Center for Healing. These are things that we see on a day-to-day basis, unfortunately, but much can be done. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your phone calls. You know, we've talked about a lot of different things today. That's, like, very excellent because you need to know. And, you know, I started out the program today. I was going to talk to you about thyroid problems, and somehow that just didn't fit what I really wanted to say to you. And because there was so much else, that's part of the problem. I walk in and there's so much out there in health and wellness and fitness. And we could spend like all day long talking about this stuff. I wish we had a television program. You know, that would be great. You know, we could demo, we could show you how things work and so forth. You know, I just thought of something with the enthesopathy, this our last caller talked about, and it can go all the way down to the Achilles tendon, and it could start there and starting putting all, undue pressure and contraction on the calf muscle. And then the calf muscle is going to affect other areas, and then, you know, you end up with the symptoms that he's talking about. But I usually see those with runners. I see those with guys that are jumpers and, you know, things of that nature. But nevertheless, it's not an unusual situation. The medical approach is injections. You know, they want to put steroids in there, or they want to go and start cutting, and it's not okay because things can be done. You know, it's usually a shortened muscle pattern that has to be balanced by the opposing muscles. We're coming up to a break, unfortunately, because there's much more that I want to tell you. But when we come back, I'm going to give you a few more things that you need to take home and use. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We'll be right back.
FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday, same place on the dial, 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard, and you do the math wherever you are throughout the country. And thank you for those of you who are picking us up on the internet and, you know, on even YouTube to listen to the past programs. And by the way, we have all of them there. If you go to Rozelle Radio, and they're listed, just check it out. And if we can help you in any way, go to RozelleCare.com, RozelleCare.com, and send us a note, and someone will get back to you sooner, if not, you know, yesterday, okay? So make sure that we do that for you. Want to remind you again that Caring for Others is a Virginia-based 501c3 foundation, and its whole purpose is to serve the community. It donates its time, doctors that are involved, to treat patients who don't have anything. They can't afford regular care, let alone integrative and natural therapeutics. They make scholarship donations to kids that are going to chiropractic and acupuncture, colleges of naturopathic medicine, colleges of functional medical nutrition, and so forth. And those students have to exchange with the community. They have to give back in many ways. Public information as well. Rozelle Center for Healing and Caring for Others often join together to do public service events and presentations. Go to caringforothersltd.org. That's caringforothersltd.org, and help them in their mission. 100% of your donation, 100% is used for what it's supposed to be used for. There is no administrative cost because everybody that's involved in Caring for Others donates everything to them. So there's, you know, some foundations and charities, you get maybe 50, 60% of what you're donating goes to them. 100%. Check it out. CaringForOthersLTD.org. We can use your help to serve those of us who need a little support, particularly this time of the year. Help us do that. You know, this program is about giving you data, giving you information. There was a caller that just dropped off, and I was going to take that, and wanted to know about psoriasis and eczema. And there's, you know, there are two conditions that look similar, but they're really different. You know, you can get into a seborrheic dermatitis, a contact dermatitis, a nummular eczema, an atopic eczema, and unfortunately, how they're treated is to decrease the inflammation on the surface, but not dealing with the underlying problem. It can be an infectious process. It can be an allergic reaction. You know, people who eat things like dairy products and eggs and wheat and soy and peanuts and tree nuts and, you know, sometimes different types of fruits and so forth can be super, super sensitive and have an allergic eczematic reaction. Now, psoriasis is a little different. Psoriasis will be triggered because it's an immune reaction in the body. It, in our look at it, we'll look at the intestinal tract, we look at liver, we look at kidney, and all of these things, if they're treated properly and supported properly, and you know, we don't bombard them with, you know, the sugars and the sodas and the all the garbage that, you know, that I've tried to teach you about for years, they begin to resolve. They begin to go away. High levels of fatty acids, balances omega-3, 6, and 9, supporting adrenal function, making sure that you eliminate all the fungus and the mold in the body, which is one of the major triggering mechanisms for psoriasis. All those things are important, and each person is different. Each person is different. So you have to get rid of the junk. You have to upregulate and support autoimmune reaction, and you got to find out what's important for that person. Creams that you can put on that will help relieve the inflammatory reaction, like calendula or chamomile or dandelion, all those things are useful. They can make a big difference. And some of them come in compounds. You go to local health food stores, but good ones, not the junk places, but the good ones, and ask them what they have. A lot of these things will make a difference. Not that they will cure them, but they can help. You need to have somebody who knows what they're doing. You have to have digestive enzymes. You got to fix the intestinal tract. You got to make sure the flora is balanced. You have to get rid of the junk and things get turned around. You know, here's that sad part of the program. It means that we're coming to an end when you hear that music, unfortunately. But every week, we're here with more information and more direction for you to take in charge of your life. And don't forget, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself program. Pick it up. Great Christmas gift. We'll see you next week. I love you all. Bye.